With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. The National Park Service will hold public meetings next month on the status of Savannah's Landmark Historic District. A report released last month recommended the district be listed as Priority 1 threatened because of development and changes to the original street plan. Preservation advocates describe the report as a wake-up call. They hope it will inspire local leaders to be more cautious about allowing changes in the historic district. For now, the landmark district is still considered satisfactory. But the Park Service is considering the report and also looking for public input. They're taking comment online through June 30th. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Administration is looking for public input on the proposed commercial spaceport in Camden County. Residents can weigh in at two public meetings this week, scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday evenings in Kingsland. County officials hope the spaceport will bring jobs and an economic boost to the area. But the Savannah Morning News reports some residents and environmental groups have concerns. They're worried rocket launches could disrupt visitors to Cumberland and Little Cumberland Islands. Some fear the proposed site of the spaceport is too polluted to be built on safely. And property owners on Little Cumberland Island are concerned because a recent FAA report lists them as authorized to stay on the island during rocket launches. They're worried the area, about 5 miles from the proposed launch site, will be dangerous. And Savannah State University has named an interim police chief. Major Brian Lawton comes to Savannah after 18 years with Georgia State University's police department. Savannah State's chief of police, James Barnwell, remains on paid leave following allegations of sexual misconduct and harassment. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.